Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let's have a quiet time before God. As soon as you wake up, become your way of life. God is the reason we wake up every day. Listen to Turning Point ministrations for the day. Receive prayers. Listen to the teachings through the question and answers and the testimonies as the case may be. Then pray more on your own. Rebroadcast this to your contact so that what is blessing you can also bless them. Welcome to Sunday, the 27th day in April, 2025. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. May God's active presence abide with you this day. Sunday is known as the Lord's Day, when most Christians go to church to praise, worship, receive sermon, and pray to God. If you will be in your church today, may the service bring you blessing. May God send your word. May you return excited, happy, and fulfilled. If you will not be in church, wherever you may be, God's blessings will reach down to you there. I don't know why I'm feeling this way. Something tells me God will come through for you today. Something spectacular will happen for you. A miracle phone call is coming. A breaking news for good will come. Lift up your right hand to heaven and let me speak to it. I see an invisible hand come on from heaven to touch your hand. Yes, this touch is coming over you. You may not see it, you may not feel it, but there is a touch touching your hand now. Henceforth, your rate of result will change and increase. There shall be an inflow of resources to this hand. This hand has now become a healing hand. So touch your forehead gently with that hand and let me pray. I prophesy from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be divinely and supernaturally rejuvenated, be recharged, be healed everywhere you hurt in Jesus' name. If you are strong before, you will become stronger. And if you are weak in any way, receive strength now. Take off your hand. Sunday is the beginning of a new week. Monday is the first working day of the week. This week will not just be an ordinary week for you and your family. God will make this week special for you. You will have good report. Yes, who is this? You have been expecting some payments or a particular letter, an approval, an invitation, a reply, a phone call, whatever it is, it shall drop for you this week. Today is 27. 3 more days to the end of the month. I prophesy. The next 3 days shall be full of testimonies for you. Blessings and miracle doors shall open. You will have good news from your son and your daughter. Remember our crossover vigil this Wednesday night to Thursday, May 1 in the morning. Join us online then. I prophesy. You will cross over from April to May with no carryover. God shall close this month for you with good news and pleasant surprises. Say Amen. I receive it. April 27th celebrant, open your hand for your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. God shall add days to your years and years to your days. God shall bless you with a special blessing gift and put you in good people's heart to reach out to you in blessings. Happy birthday. Listeners, first issue today. Good morning, my great Turning Point family. I'm a lady in her 40s, married to a husband for 15 years. He's also in his 40s. We have 3 boys. He left Nigeria to USA in July 2023 with a promise that he was going for further studies. But he lied to me. He graduated and called me to say that I should get myself a man secretly, that he does not know when he's coming back again. But I rejected that advice, and that got him angry. He told me to move on with my life because he's getting married to a U.S. citizen to get his papers for citizenship. I'm presently in a fix because I don't want to live my life this way. Meanwhile, I married this man as a mere mortal without any knowledge of who God was then. He is actually not a godly person at all. Daddy, what should I do? I have been praying for God to arrest him as he did to Saul, who later became Paul. Wow, what a pity. Can you see what desperation, greed, and ungodliness can turn a human being to become? Married with 3 children, all boys. He does not care what these boys can become tomorrow. Neither does he consider the pain inflicted on the woman married to him for 15 years. You have said it all. You did not know God when you got into this marriage. So there was no prayer, no guidance, and no counsel. My counsel to you is, while you keep praying, as you have said, you currently do, work hard to take care of your 3 children. I hope you are financially independent, as I regularly counsel women to be. I hope you are closer to God now than you are when you got married to this man. Be praying. Engage our warfare prayer strategy regularly on him. God's intervention is not impossible. God can touch his heart for the prodigal son to return home. Next, good morning, Daddy. Thanks for your teachings and prayers. God bless you. My questions. 1, can a divorced woman remarry? 2, what's your take about traveling out of the country alone for greener pastures 6 months after getting married? 3, I made a vow out of ignorance to be paying my tithe in a particular church. Now, due to some issues, I am no more in that church. Can I pay my tithe where I worship presently? Wow! A divorced woman can remarry under certain conditions. However, her church elders, if it's a church person, must sit down to listen and investigate. A conclusive counsel on such important matter is not possible online. There is need to thoroughly review and investigate the situation surrounding the divorcement, and then a decision will be made. On traveling out of the country alone for greener pasture after 6 months of marriage? No. Oh, no. Marriage is living and cleaving. Where is that in a marriage if after 6 months you start living apart in different countries? If you are relocating, no problem. I am not against relocation. But please relocate together. Marriage is togetherness. The two should become one flesh. And what God has joined together, let no one or let nothing put asunder. Lastly, paying tithe does not require making a vow. It's a God's mandate and a command to sustain his kingdom work on earth. So you made that vow in ignorance. Push it aside. Start paying your tithe in your new place, if that is what you want to do. Next, good morning, TPGF and Daddy. I have a father-in-law resident in the U.S. He is 75 years old. His demand is that I should be sending money into his U.S. account every month in dollars. I am a civil servant resident in Nigeria. I see this as a burden on my family. He has other children with him in the U.S. who are taking care of him, but he just wants to level me up with their expenses. What should I do, sir? This is a burden and a servitude as I see it. Wow. Some father-in-laws. How much naira will you change into dollars? That will be substantial. Anyway, one should not intentionally offend or speak harshly to one's father-in-law. Therefore, let your father-in-law know that it is not easy meeting his request. Let his daughter, your wife, explain this to her father with courtesy. However, wherever and whenever it is possible, if it is just $50 or $100 or even less, send once in a while for his fatherly and prayerful blessings. I find such a demand from a civil servant-in-law overbearing. It is really a burden on your family. Carry your wife along in dealing with your father-in-law, who is her parent, so it does not create a problem in your own home. Next, good morning, Pastor Femi. I truly appreciate all your prayers. I have been following you since 2021, but I stopped listening to your messages this month because I feel like God has been unfair to me. I am a true child of God, yet he's watching me struggling in life and in marriage. Please, I urgently need your counsel. My husband is a narcissist, and since I realized this, I've been trying to endure. But now, my strength has completely failed me. He constantly beats me because his mother complains that I don't call her or his family. He has been frustrating my life to the extent that I attempted suicide in 2022. Wow. How will you hear my counsel now that you have stopped listening to me out of frustration and anger? I pray you will have a change of mind and start listening. Your problem is foundational and fundamental. You married the wrong person. You shouldn't blame that on God. It is on ignorance. I believe had you been connected to a platform like this early in life, you wouldn't have made such a tragic decision to marry a narcissist. I take exemption to his beating you. If such violence continue, then I would not advise you to stay in that marriage, in that abusive, toxic marriage. Your life will be in danger. But God is your way out, even though you did not know him enough to make a godly and rightly decision. Come back to God and come back to this platform. With prayers and faith, there can be a change. Your mistake will be turned into miracle. Listeners, rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. We will do a 1 week testimony sharing from tomorrow. We will just make it 1 week. So we'll come back to teaching and counsel. I discovered that many TPGF members and listeners, they like or prefer teaching and counseling week. Remember the crossover vigil this Wednesday night from 10 minutes to 12 to 20 minutes after 12. We shall pray into the new year, new month to secure the new month is only for 30 minutes through our social media platforms. So subscribe to our YouTube and like our Facebook, our TikTok and Instagram. If you need help to do so, chat with your line manager or chat with our media director to assist you. Chat with him on +234 803-232-2276. Month is ending. If you're a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 4444 seed we are sowing this month, do so as soon as you can. When we get to May, our seed shall turn to 5555. When you do a thing that brings the glory, you do it more. I pray for everyone. You will end this month great. You will end this month strong. This week is your week. It has opened for you, pouring down honey and blessing and lifting. You are going to return giving testimony. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Have a wonderful day. Bye.